With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Thursday morning's announcement that University of Montana President Royce Engstrom will step down in 4 weeks blindsided the Missoula campus. It's not entirely clear if Engstrom was asked to leave or if the decision was his alone. Here's Commissioner of Higher Education, Clayton Christian.
You know, I certainly started the conversation, but I think we've come to this decision together. I just told him I'm at a spot where I want to consider where we're at on leadership at the University of Montana. And we've had good conversations about that.
Christian says that conversation started about 3 weeks ago. Engstrom was named UM's 17th president in the fall of 2010. He led the university during one of the most challenging periods in its history. During his tenure, UM faced accusations of uninvestigated sexual assaults that led to a U.S. Department of Justice investigation. A former quarterback was charged with rape, expelled, reinstated, suspended from the team, and eventually acquitted at trial. That quarterback, Jordan Johnson, filed a claim accusing UM of mishandling the investigation, and he won a $245,000 settlement. Engstrom earned the scorn from some for firing the football coach and athletic director during that investigation. Thursday's news was met with a range of emotion. Some, like UM student body president Sam Forstag, describes Engstrom's departure as shocking and regrettable.
It was some of the toughest news I've received in a long time to hear that President Engstrom was going. I genuinely have the utmost respect for everything that President Engstrom's done, and if there's anything you can fault him for, it's for his scrupulousness in the way that he ran this university.
Recently, Engstrom's faced pressure amidst a 22% enrollment decline since 2010. During the same period, Montana State University's enrollment increased by almost the same amount. Almost 200 UM faculty and staff positions were eliminated last year. UM pharmacy professor Doug Coffin.
Everyone, I think, wishes President Engstrom the best. He's a good man. There's no doubt about it. His performance as president was fair.
Engstrom steps down on December 31st. A national search for UM's next president begins immediately. Sheila Stearns, who was Montana's former commissioner of higher education from 2003 to 2012, will step in as UM's interim president. Commissioner Christian says no changes will be made to Royce Engstrom's administrative cabinet.
The president has done a lot to really strengthen that cabinet, and their spots are secure. It's not tied to the president's position whatsoever. They're on their own separate contracts.
The commissioner's office noted at the most recent Board of Regents meeting last month that UM is still overstaffed. Officials say the university spends more than 80% of its budget on personnel compared to a university system-wide average of 68%.
But that's not suggesting that there will be program cuts or not. I don't believe that we can cut our way out of any situation. I think that it just needs to be a cohesive conversation that includes faculty, includes students, on where those priorities lie, and I think they will do that.
At least one UM faculty member wants more open and cohesive dialogue between Helena, UM administration, faculty, and students, but Professor Merdad Kia will believe it only when he sees it. He noticed that President Engstrom did not announce his own departure. He sees that as another example of the university system's top-down approach to governance.
Which troubles me. I think the way this has been handled has been most unprofessional, if I may be very blunt. And that makes me very sad about this situation. But as change takes place, it creates opportunities for us to move forward, because this university needs to move forward.
Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian believes history will kindly judge Royce Engstrom's years at the helm of UM. Christian rattles off a list of Engstrom's accomplishments. He says they include making UM a national leader in sexual assault prevention efforts, not to mention helping bring in record levels of research dollars and scholarship donations.
I think history will say he did have a challenging time, was dealt some tough cards, and I think he dealt with them well, and I know for certain that he showed up every day and did the absolute best that he could to see the university prosper, and that's all we ever asked of him.
We wanted to interview Royce Engstrom for this story, but his office said he would not issue any comment Thursday. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.